the Power Hour. Welcome.
Well, here we are. It's Saturday. There's a number of you in the room. I'll give you the format of the show here in just a second. Also let you know that we're using our three-hour format. You get wings credit for this if you stick around long enough for this particular segment. The other two segments, the segment after the Power Hour, right after the 1 o'clock or top of the next hour, is a moderated open mic where I'll look at all the chats that you've sent and respond to those, hopefully, and then go through the room, see who's still here, see who's there. And then we'll open up the mic if we can, which we usually do for a little bit. And then in the third hour, so that'll take us into the 2 o'clock hour. Now, again, you can stay for as little or long, whatever you want. For the wings credit, you only need to stay for the first hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to run, we don't have a guest speaker. Sometimes we have one from SAFE or from CFI Study Group or from NAFI or from, well, not NAFI yet, but or from AOPA or from somewhere. So this time we didn't have anybody, which is fine because we have always the extra stuff we do, which is we're going to run the podcast. So I do a video podcast every month, and it's about 30 minutes long, and then we can open up the other 30 minutes to just open discussion. I think that would be the best use of it. So that's what we're going to do. And I also give you the look and feel of this particular hour. So let me grab up a share here really quickly. Get rid of these options. And yeah, so anyway, this one, see that we got everything set up correctly. Good, set up correctly. Okay, good. Yeah, this is the correct one. Make sure I got the right one. So the format of this show is going to be, we're going to go about 25 minutes to about the bottom of the hour, and then we'll take a quick break, and I'll tell you about some things we're doing here. And there's a chance for us to meet if you want to. I'm going to be in Phoenix very soon at a trade show, and be at Redbird Migration in Dallas this Denver this year. Denver, yeah, and other places. So I'll talk about that a little bit, and then tell you about some new products we're working on, kind of like the lay of the land. And then after that, I'll try to go through some of the chats at that point. Especially the ones that are super relevant to like questions about this thing. But again, if you have questions, don't worry. You can stay around for the second hour if you can, and I'll get to all the chats and questions then, the ones I can't get to during this first time. Because typically we have a lot of people in the room now, so that's, let me just see here quickly. Yes, here we go. All right. So we've got a fair number of you already. Oh, anyway, there's the chats on. So yeah, there's lots of you in here. So anyway, you can probably see on the outline how many people we have. But that's that. We have 284 of you at the moment. And there's likely to be another 100 that pile in here eventually because some people forget about it or whatever. So that's that. All right. So anyway, that's kind of the lay of it. And then at the very end of it, I'll close out the show that I always do. And then we'll start right up with just a few-minute break, and we'll start up with the moderated open mic, in which I'll look at the chats and make sure that all gets done, go through anything, leftover stuff, answer questions, that kind of thing. And then we'll wait, and at the next top of the next hour, that third hour, then we're going to run the Flight Trading the Way I See It. It's my video podcast. You can get that anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple, wherever you got them. Anyway, that's a bunch. I do one of those a month. So it's very opinionated, but there's a lot of good information. And it follows our newsletter. So I produce a newsletter every month, too. Then you can get that if you go to CFIbootcamp.com, go at the bottom of the page. There's an opt-in for the newsletter. And that's always got very timely information in it. So this will cover that. And there's some significant things in this particular one. And there's also pro tips in there. I also give you three pro tips every month, things like that. So anyway, that's what we're on about. So this is the Bootcamp Plus Network. So we have our own stuff. We have invited guests in a three-hour show. The first show is mine. I've been doing it for a long time. This is the 222nd episode. 222. You don't get those very often. 111-222. 333. So we've been doing this for just under 5 years. June of 2020, when we started the Power Hours. That was Power Hour number one. So, in fact, if you look at when I get the opt-ins, when I see that you're opting in for the Power Hour, it says live stream June 2020. So it's been a while. So anyway, we've done 5 years of these, and there's How many of them? 222 hours worth of content there. Can you believe it? That's a lot. Okay, well, let's get into this and the break. I'll tell you how you can listen to all those and all that stuff when we get to a more appropriate point. But what we come for today is this, right? So what's on for the day? We're going to do the Power Hour Wings Credit, moderate open mic, and flight training. The way I see it, it's the podcast. That's what we're going to do. Okay, this particular conversation we have follows under the regulations and endorsements. So if you're a flight instructor, there'll be some things in here. I think most of it you know, but some of it you may not know, and I will address individual things about becoming a private pilot. And I'll also talk about some fallacies and some I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in our industry. You know, we have a very strange industry, and you'll see in the flight training the way I see it, I point out how odd our industry really is compared to any other thing you want to compare it to. It's about the strangest thing you've ever seen. And how it works, I don't know. It does mostly, kind of, sort of. But it can break down pretty quickly. And if you're in the middle of that breakdown process, you might even recognize it's all shattering around you, right? Until because you might think that's normal. So we'll talk about that. So I want to really get into those kind of things. So when you go off and you decide you want to be a private pilot, or for you flight instructors who decide you want to, someone comes in the door and you want to talk to them about becoming a private pilot, that we start off on really solid footing. We know because we know what to do, because a lot of people just do web searches and all your websites. If you go to any private pilot, anybody's website, it all says the same crap, right? Don't you think? One website looks just like the other. It's got some epaulette career thing, you know, do this, here's a thing, financing, here's what it takes to be a private pilot. And if you copy paste that, you could put on anybody else's website and it wouldn't matter. 90% of them look exactly like that. So no one knows really how to differentiate when they look around. So they just look around, they say, oh, well, there's an airport by my house over there, or there's this ATP thing or something. And then they go down that road, right? And then if it looks okay and everybody seemed about right, money seemed about right, well, then they start. And then that's about all they do, right? So that's kind of the way it goes. So we want to sort of get to the thing to do that now that I have you before, you're going to be a private pilot, or for you flight instructors, you're going to be creating private pilots. That's the goal here, okay? So CFI Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour.